Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hi, my name is Sylvester with Five Star Greenskeeper.
Hey, how are you?
I just missed your call.
Yeah.
All right, how are you?
Good.
Can you tell me your name again?
Sure, it's Jaw, J-I-A.
J-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Jaw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. This is the first time I ever heard this name. It's very unique.
Sounds
really
thanks.
Nice. Yeah. Well, listen, I was calling you because you know how we had talked and you were going to send me some information? Well, I never got it. And quite honestly, I've been so busy.
Uh-huh.
And I just keep forgetting, and I keep missing your call, and then by the time, oh my God, it's just one of those things, and I was driving right now, and I said, you know what, let me look through the phone and get her number, and if anything, I'm just going to call her, because I keep forgetting, and I keep forgetting, mm-hmm. I get so upset at myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, well, maybe he doesn't need it anymore, or is not.
No. And you know, We're like I said, we're still getting a lot of work being awarded to us, and the money's coming in, and you know you'll see it whenever I forward the bank statements or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, we're getting asked about more jobs, about how about this and how about that and blah blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's great and everything, but man, it kind of scares me because I'm draining my pockets. And I'm not going to see this for another 30, 45 days, maybe 60 days. And it's just scary. It's scary to get into all this because I don't have the capital. I need the capital to make me, you know, mm-hmm. go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's my dilemma. And then, it's been so much work and we've been so caught up with quotes and this mm-hmm. and that, that I keep forgetting, but I don't think you got my number, my email correctly. What?
Oh, maybe. Let me see here. Give me one sec. Let's see. Give me one second. Well, it's good that you're getting more jobs. Last time I talked to you, you were so busy, and now you're even more busy.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
What does it start with? I'm going to just look at my sentence.
It's a five star.
Just spelled out?
Yeah, well, the email address is spelled out. FIVE. And then star greenskeeper at AOL.com.
Greenskeeper. Let's see. Oh, okay. I think you might be right. I think I might have gotten it wrong. Okay. Well, I can reset it to you right now. So it's
What do you have it as now?
Sorry?
How do you have it set up as?
I had it without the S.
Oh, it was not plural, the greens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Five star greens keeper at AOL.com.
Okay. Okay, so five star greens with the S, keeper at AOL.com. Okay, cool. So just to read. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you could just shoot it to me, and I can, you know, review it and see what all you need and fill out with the app or whatever.
Sure. The last time we spoke, you were looking for about 50 to 75. Is that changed, or do you need more?
No, about it.
About that? Okay, cool. How many more jobs did you get recently?
Well, we've been getting more work from, because we do a lot of apartment complexes.
Uh-huh.
Those are run by, you know, big management companies, and they're granting us, you know, more work and at different apartment complexes in other towns. And so we're doing, you know, everything from secretarial mm-hmm. work for the property managers to
How many employees do you have? Sounds like, you know, you have a lot going on.
Yeah, we have 9 people that are working with us.
9.
Of course,
Yeah, it sounds like you need more.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And do they do everything as well, or do you kind of like delegate certain things to certain people, or they are well-rounded?
I have a team that does nothing but landscape, and then I have another team that does nothing but the painting, the carpet cleaning,
okay.
the And then I have a lady that does the actual cleaning of the apartments. And then
I see. I
have other people that do secretary work for property managers. Nice. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to try out this maintenance manager of this one property. So
uh-huh.
see how it goes. And
okay.
They're contracting it all out to us, so that's great, you know.
Yeah, that's good. It's always good to just look for, you know, new ways to be even more, you know, efficient.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying. We've been doing it since since December mm-hmm. of last year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been, you know, we're trying to see where we can generate more revenue from other sources. It doesn't have to be just landscaping. And yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
been working out.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and then also, you know, let me see. And also, you know, going into winter time, that you might be doing something different than just landscaping, too.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, since where we're at, last year, during the winter, the mowers never stopped mowing. It was just not cold enough down here.
Okay.
So, yeah, we said
not too bad then.
Yeah, and the other thing is that it's a year-round contract, so whether we mow four times a month
mm-hmm.
or two times a month, based
mm-hmm.
on, you know, the weather being real cold, so everything goes dormant, we still get the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it still works out for us.
That's cool. Yeah. And then these projects that you have coming up that you basically need the funding for, like how long does it take for you to get paid usually?
Just
so I can
according
to it.
It's usually no more than 45 days. Because sometimes the projects might take us like a week to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there goes a whole week. I'm not going to bill it till after I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes down through the accounts payable and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at, you know, 45 days. But
mm-hmm. okay.
But granted, we already have our accounts receivable is already, you know, mm-hmm. high to where, you know, we're getting monies from.
Mm-hmm.
Various accounts. So
okay, cool. Okay,
alrighty.
Sounds good. So I'll go ahead and send over the application again. It's the one page app, and then I just need February to July bank statement.
That'll be fine.
Bank statement, and then just mm-hmm. your most recent business tax return, and those are the only
three
things we need. And then you know, once you get everything into me, I can probably get you an answer about a day or two, and then we can go from there.
Okay. I can fax it to you?
Yeah, you can fax.
Okay, because it would be a little easier for me.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's fine. Just make sure you have all the pages.
Right.
And then if you could have it in the same in the right order, that'd be great. Sometimes people make time to
reorganize. No, not
reorganize
not at all.
Everything. Okay, perfect. So I'll send it over. And then do you know when you might be able to send the all the items in to me?
Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Sounds good. I'll look out for it, and then we'll just touch base tomorrow just to make sure, you know, let you know that I got everything.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.